Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from June 22, 2020 to June 26, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On June 22, here were the news. PopID, Panasonic join forces for contactless payments and drive-through systems. Heritage Bank to offer 9 grants to small charities affected by COVID-19. MobiQuick partners with e-commerce players to empower their bill payment services. Checkout.com tripled valuation to $5.50 BLN in Series B fundraise. OpenWay adds a new feature to its Way4 tip payments solution. Global data analysis reveals increased use of contactless payments in India. UAE consumers go cashless as trust in digital payments surges amid COVID-19. U.S. banks saw $2 trillion increase in deposits during pandemic. On June 23, here were the news. Maverick Payments launches a custom payment gateway. The Hut Group signs £100 MLN of deals to empower brands' digital offerings. Mobile Money, Orange Money fees to be reinstated as COVID-19 restrictions reduce. Apple's app Clips might facilitate the adoption of contactless payments. Verizon introduces a new way for customers to save on their bill. Starbucks, Paytm partner to offer diners a contactless experience. Visa aims at helping 50 MLN SMBs. FSS Technologies signs Emeris Lacarte for issuance processing service. Visa Token Service issues 1 BLN tokens worldwide. On June 24, here were the news. MoneyGram partners with Global Money Express. Samsung, Curve, MasterCard to launch the Samsung Pay Card. Bharat Pay launches POS solutions with no charges for merchants. Netc, PSA partner for digital credit and debit cards. Rapidus, Shopify team up for delivery services for Shopify merchants. WhatsApp payments suspended by the Central Bank of Brazil. Square holds back up to 30% of payments made by some SMEs. KBC Brussels customers will be able to pay by using a wearable. On June 25, here were the news. Kaleidophon launches KaleidoPay. Shift4 Payments launches contactless payment solution, QR Pay. Alchinio launches soft POS to enable payment acceptance on smartphones. Emadis, AMP and TXECSS team up to deliver accelerated EMV migration solution. Solaris Bank, American Express cooperate for installment product. TipalT offers automated payments for video game companies. Credit Suisse introduces debit MasterCard. Slice raises $6 MLN to offer the young India-based consumers digital payments. On June 26, here were the news. Neutral Air Partner enables digital payments through Pay Cargo Partnership. Generations Federal Credit Union, COOP work together for cards processing. Singtel launches mobile payments solution for prepaid customers. Brussels to investigate German regulator over Wirecard. Google offers loans through Google Pay for business to India-based merchants. PayPal launches QR code contactless payments in Canada, with zero transaction fees. Galileo reveals payment card solution. Edenred Romania launches Apple Pay mobile payments for digital meal vouchers. Pretty Little Thing and Hype. Announce buy now, pay later partnership with Laybuy. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.